Okay, today is Daf Hey, and we're actually on the top of Daf Hey, first word on Daf Hey. So we were discussing what happens when two people live next door to each other, and one builds fences, not all the way, can you force the person to help you pay for the fences, all those issues. So, Hey, I'm an Aleph, first word there, Runya. Runya was a person's name, and Runya was a guy, and Akfe Ravina Me'arba Ruchosav. Ravina surrounded him on all four sides. In other words, Runya's field was in the center, Ravina's fields were all around, and Ravina built fences all around. And Amale, so Runya, Ravina says to Runya, right? Ravina says to Runya, Havli Kama de Gidre, pay me a portion of my expenses to building these fences. That's what I think you should do. Lo Yavla, he didn't want to. Havli Lefi Kanan Bezil. So at least, Ravina says to Runya, you know, I built these fancy fences, you don't have to pay me for that, at least pay me as if they were cheap. Reed fence, at least that you should pay me. Lo Yavla, he didn't want to. Havli Agar Natirusa, at least pay me the amount you pay for a watchman. Now your fields are protected, at least pay me that. Lo Yavla, didn't want to. Yomachad, one day, Havika Godar Dikli, Ravina saw that Runya was collecting vegetables, right? Amalei La'arise, so Runya says to his servant, to Ravina says to his sharecropper, Zilgo, Shakomine Kibura, Da'ahini. Go take from Runya a cluster of dates. Go take it from him. Steal it. Why? He wanted to prove a point. Azal, the sharecropper went, La Suye, and he went and did it. Rama Bekala, when you shout it, what are you doing? You're stealing from me? What are you doing? Amale, so Ravina says to Runya, he sticks his head over the fence, he says to Runya, Gullis Daitach, you just revealed to yourself, Deminach Nichalach, that you're happy that there's a fence here. Because fences protect people, protect you from guys like him coming in and stealing. So you can't tell me that you didn't benefit from this fence. You certainly did benefit from the fence. I just proved you with the story. I sent in my guy. Therefore, pay up. What? One second. So, lo yehe ella iza ba'alma. What about if it was a goat? Mi lo boi nitirusa. Wouldn't it have protected you? A malay iza ba'alma, a goat by itself, Lav la'achluye boy. That doesn't bother me. Rashi says, what does achluye mean? Rashi says, lahazik l'ligor behem. Right? I would have yelled at it to get it away. It's a big deal. So the goat wandered in. It wouldn't bother me. So I shoo it away. The goat's not, I'm not afraid of a goat. A malay v'lav gavra boy is demichlile. What about a person? So asalika made the rava. They come in front of rava. A malay rava says, Zil paise b'mai de'ifayis. Go appease him with what he wanted to be appeased. In other words, says Rava, he wanted only the payment of a watchman. Give him the payment of a watchman. Pay him that much. V'ilo, and if not, da'ininolach dina kirvuna aliba de Rav Yossi. If you don't, he says to Runya, Rava says to Runya, if you don't pay him what he's asking for, I will paskin like Rav Yossi, Rav Huna, Aliba Rav Yossi, that what? That you have to pay the whole thing. You have to pay the half of whatever he wants. Not half of a watchman fee, but mamish half of the bricks, like he wanted. Okay? So, the, first of all, if you look at the Rashi, it's the Rashi right before it says, it's Rashi of it's right on the right side. Hagah, right? You see the Rashi the Hagah, right before the Rashi of Arba L'Tzala of Arba L'Tzlala. You see the Rashi there. The Divrei Maskil is Hey Gimel Hey Hey, right? Rashi says V'ilo De'inan Alach Kerb Yosi, right? V'ilo De'inan Alach Kerb Yosi. If not, I'll paskin like Kerb Yosi. Michlal D'Hachi Hilchasa. That's how we paskin, says Rashi. V'chein Paslak Rabbeinu Chananel. You saw Rashi do that? Rashi quotes the halachas of Rabbeinu Chananel. And the next three, what do you see what Rashi says after that? Tuf, Mem, Shin. You know what Tuf, Mem, Shin stands for? That's why I'm pointing it out. Tav Mem Shin stands for Tosvos Morenu Shmuel. It's the Rashbam. But on Daf Chav Tes, there's no more Rashi. Already on Daf Hey, the Rashbam already stuck his comments in. And they even give him credit. Tosvos Morenu Shmuel. They give him credit. He's editing Rashi here. Rashi never writes that. We pass like Rabbeinu Chananel. Would Rashi ever do that? Right? Stuck in here already on Daf Hey. Just pointing that out. Okay. Now, the question is, what kind of psak is Rava giving Runya? If you don't pay up, he's not asking for the full price, Ravina. He's only asking for help as if you're saving a fee of paying a watchman, which we assume is cheaper than putting up a brick wall, right? So if you don't pay him that, pay him that. If you don't pay him that, I'm going to make you pay the whole thing. What kind of psak is that? Right? This is one of the makoros of something that happens every day today in Bati Dinim, which people sometimes are upset about, which is as follows. So he says, so the Yad Ramah asks Mamanoshach, if the halacha is that he has to pay for the watchman, then he has to pay for the watchman. If the halacha is that he has to pay for the fence, he has to pay for the fence. What kind of sack is Rabbi giving?
Sure.
What?
He's clearly willing to accept the lower payment.
Oh, it's a pshara. Even though that's not the halacha. The halacha is you should pay for the fence. So Rav is threatening him. If you don't pay up what he's asking, I'll then apply the real halacha. Which means the real halacha is you have to pay for the fence. Why didn't Rav make him pay for the fence l'chatchila? Because I really was willing to accept it. The Ramah paskins, based on this story here, the Ramah paskins that if two people come in and one's asking for less than he's entitled to, Dayan says it's no problem. So all the guy wants, I'll give him all he wants. Right? That's the Rama Paskins like that. It's amazing, no? That im abaldin tovea michavero skum besuyim, A asks from B a certain amount. The Dayan roeh, the Dayan knows, shalafi shuras hadin magialo yoser. So the din is entitled to more. Ain't a Rishai Livsok law. You don't have to, you're not even allowed a paskin like that. Ella, Kefisha, Tava, Velo, Yoser. Give him what he wants. Therefore, Rava told him that you pay Runya. Runya should pay whatever Ravina is asking for. Why? Because, the Aramah says, there's a mitzvah to find a pshar between Paladinim. Mitzvah like that. Which mitzvah is that? Right? And not only that, Ravina obviously made it clear that he was willing to be happy with that. Willing to take less, no question about it. Therefore, Rava didn't paskin l'chadchil like that. If you're not going to give what you leave that much, then Rava says, then I'll apply the real halacha. And that's when the Ramah comes along and says, if that's what they want, don't rock the boat. That happens to be one of the I don't know if it's a criticism, it's a fair word. A criticism is a fair word. But the dinim today, everything is always pshara. And that might not, that's not always a halacha. They always try to find the pshara today. Right? A guy owes $1,000. Why should I sell for 500? It owes me 1,000. What? I don't know. I always wondered that. I asked the rabbi, what's the reason for that? A guy's entitled to $1,000. Why are they making him settle for 500? Why? Well, because that way, it's not true. Not always everybody's happy. Sometimes, if an impossible situation, all right, I'll make a pshara. I understand that, right? So here, the Ramah says you're going to go. The guy's willing to take less. You're going to go out of your way to paskin. You should get. Keep quiet. And the Ramah, I'll keep quiet. If you don't want to pay, then I'll open my mouth, right? I understand this. But sometimes that the idea gets taken to an extreme, and people are very unhappy about it. Is that right?
That's why they don't go.
Exactly. That's why they don't go. Okay. He wasn't stealing for the purpose of stealing. He was stealing to show him. Maybe he didn't.
No, it was the
Zayla,
not the
Zayla.
What?
Was he that? What?
He did it right. It wasn't Gideon.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was. He wasn't going to take it home.
No, but for a joke, it's only Gideon. This was Gazalea.
Right, oh, so Gazalea you're allowed to do for a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh
huh. So for Gazalea, it's not for a joke. It's to prove a point.
Right.
Okay, next. Reuven, the next story now is obviously, everyone points out, it's a different field involved. Runya Zavan Ara Ametra de Ravina. Runya bought a field that was adjacent to Ravina's field. Different fields now. Not the whole different world. But the same two people. What's it doing here? Just because the same two people? This has nothing to do with what we were discussing. Nothing at all. Runya bought a field that bordered Ravina's field. Some for Ravina Lisluke, Mishamdina de Bar Mitzvah. Ravina thought, what kind of sale is this? I'm the Bar Mitzvah, I'm the adjoining landowner, I get first rights to buy this field. Here, Runya comes along and takes the field. So what do you have the right to do that? So, Amale Rav Safra Bred Rav Yeva LeRavina. Rav Safra told Ravina, let it go. Amri, Inchi, Arba Litzala, Arba Litzlala. Four for the leather and four for the hide. Four for the tanner. What does that mean? So, there's like five pshat on what this means. Rashi first suggests, you know what it means? It means that Atzala is a poor shoemaker, and Atzlala is a rich shoemaker. Right? And just like a poor man needs $4, let's say $4 to pay his expenses for the day, so too a rich man needs $4 to pay his expenses for the day. No matter whether you're rich or poor, you have to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. Right? Doesn't make a difference if you're rich or poor. They both need it. And Runya was so poor that he couldn't make ends meet. Let him have the field. Ravina, let it go. Okay? That's what Rashi's first shot. Rashi rejects it because tala does not mean a person, it means a hide. It means leather. So Rashi rejects that. Rashi comes up with another pshat that it cost $4 to buy the leather. Runya was a shoemaker. It cost $4 to buy the leather. It cost another $4 to get the leather made into shoes. And then Runya goes and peddles them. There's no profit left. Cost so much just to get the shoes onto the market. Here's no profit. Ravina, let it go. Let Runya have it. Tosfos says, if that's the pshat, what does it do with anything? What does it do with what we're discussing? It has nothing to do with what we're discussing. According to Rashi, be a nice guy. Let it go. You're right. You have first right. You're right. You're going to take the first. The guy's such a poor man. It cost him $8 just to buy the shoes. How much are you selling the shoes already for? Let it go. So, that's very lovely. But what is it doing here?
Because the case before, though, was a similar thing, right? That you got less, you took less than what he was entitled.
Yeah, I know. Tosfos doesn't think that's a kind of connection to that. We're talking about dinim of offense. And whether or not you have the right to, and now you bring up a mice, the guys get.
We're going to get to that.
Tosfos comes up with another answer. Tosfos says that this field was as follows: Runya was adjacent on one side, and Ravina was adjacent on three sides. Right. So somehow, Ravina had a three-sided adjacent to this field, and Runya had one side. So Ravina says, wait a minute. He has one side. I have three sides. I beat him. My bar mitzvah is greater than his. Right? My bar mitzvah is greater than his. So I have a right more than him. Says Rav Safra, that's not the halacha. That's not the halacha. Who made up that rule? That's not the halacha. We had a case exactly like that. 3-1. We had about bar mitzvah. So, after all, isn't it true that whether you give $4, whether you give a small piece of leather to the tanner to work on, that's called tzala, you give him a small piece, or you give him a big piece, they charge the same, right? If you bring an adult suit to the cleaners, or you bring a children's suit, they charge you the same. The children's suit's smaller. They charge you the same. So when you bring in a small, what's the difference if it's a small piece to the tanner or a large piece? Either way, they charge you $4. What's the difference if you have three sides or you own or you clothes on one side? What's the difference? Who made you more entitled? That's Tosfos' answer. That's one answer he gives. He gives another answer that Runya was an aris. And Runya was an aris for Ravina. So Runya worked for Ravina. Then, right, he was an aris. Then the field right next, but right nearby, Runya bought it for himself. Runya bought it for himself. So Ravina said, it's not right, it's Dina de Bar Mitzvah. So they said, no, the whole reason for Dina de Bar Mitzvah, is that it's not right that you have to move, right, you have to take your plow and everything and go walk past the field to get to other fields. The field's right here. Here, but Runya's your Aris. So it's one contiguous field as far as Runya's concerned. You're not losing any work. Because Runya now owns that field, and he's working on your field, right next door to each other. If you have a problem, it's not right. What do you care? How do you fit into the words? Somehow, you give $4 to the leather maker, and then to the leather maker, right? And then another $4 to the tanner. They don't, like he says, Tzarech Lasos Arba Zuzim, not sure how to read this. Arba Zuzim Lebal Ha'or. You give $4 to the Bal Ha'or. V'chein Arba Zuzim Le Schar Ha'avdon. And then $4 to the tanner. Hamavido, so who tans it? Av She'ein Ha'or Shayach La'avdon. There's no connection between the guy who sold the leather and the tanner. But it's one continuous piece of work. So too over here. There's no connection really between you and Runya's field, but there is a connection because it's the same man Runya, and therefore it's okay. The Ad Ramah gives the last answer. He says that this is like a little bit of a Musar Vart, that what Safa was telling Ravina was, whether you're a rich man, you can end up in a grave of four amos, and whether you're a poor man, you can end up in a grave of four amos. You don't take it with you. Right? If you're a tzalalah, if you're a poor man, you have arba, four amos to be buried. And if you're a rich man, a tzalalah, you also have four amos to be buried. You don't take anything with you. So you're gonna, for a piece of land, the guy's in Nebuchadnezzar, you can't take it with you. In other words, let it go. It's a means chasidus, the Yad Ramah says, let it go. We're taking it with you. You're fighting over some land. No matter what, you're both ending up in the same place. Okay? Okay, next. Says the Mishnah. Kosel chatzer. There was a kosel in between the, separating the chatzer. Shenafal, and it fell down. Mechayv and oso livnoso. You require each other to rebuild it ad arba amos, until four amos. Up, you don't have to build it taller than four amos because that's halacha. Halacha is four amos, even if it was taller beforehand, right? Becheskas shenasan. There's a chazaka that I paid my share to build this wall. Right? Why? Because nobody would begin building the wall without your half. One side's not building the wall unless the other side antes up. So therefore, if the wall is built, and Reuben says to Shimon, well, pay me your half. No, there's a chazaka I paid you already. There's a chazaka I paid. Why? Because Reuben would never build it alone. If Reuben says to Shimon, no, let's build it, Shimon says, I am not building it. What's Reuben going to do? He's not going to build it on his own. He's going to take Shimon straight to Beis Din. Now that it's built, Reuven can't wake up and say, oh, Shimon, you didn't pay. Shimon can say, of course I paid. I have a chazaka that I paid. Why? Because Reuven would never build it on his own. So the fact that it's built, there's a built-in chazaka that Shimon already paid. Ad, Shiavi Raya, Shalomasan. Unless you bring proof. You bring proof, Kizuntai, you bring proof. Midalit Amos Vilamalan. Four Amos and up. Let's say Reuven says, I don't want a four Amos wall. I want an eight Amos wall. I want a ten Amos wall. You want to build it yourself? Good. Ain Mechayven also. You can't be Mechayv the guy. You want to build it yourself? You could. We're going to say, oh, it's a machlokas. Could you? The Ritva says that you can't stop the guy from building it taller. Ruvi wants to build it taller. You can't stop the guy. Everybody else says, of course you can stop the guy. First of all, I don't want a 20-amot wall. First of all, it's going to ruin the foundation. It's going to be a very inferior wall. Also, the Rabbeinu Yonah points out, they used to use the top of the wall. That was a use. They put stuff there, right? And I can't reach. You built such a high wall. The guy says, yeah, but I want my privacy. It's very nice. It's not the halacha. It's not the halacha. Samach lo kosel acher. I'm not sure what this means. Samach lo kosel acher means that Reuven, let's assume he said to him, I'm asking, you want to build a tall wall, taller, fine, but I'm not chipping in. I am only going to pay up to four amos. You want to build a taller one? Reuven, no problem. Then Shimon says, look at this. There's a beautiful tall wall over here. Now, I'll build another wall, a different wall on my property, that will go up as high as this wall that Reuven built, and then Samech lo kozel acher, I'll build another wall. Afal pi shalom nasan alav es hatikra, even if he didn't put the roof on yet, migalgin alav es hakol, we make him now pay for the extra height of the wall. Why? Because now you're benefiting from it. You're going to somehow connect the two walls together and make some kind of addition to your house. So that's what's going on here. I think it's going on here. So you have to build a wall for Amos. I built it. Then Reuven says to you, by the way, do you mind if I build it taller? No, I don't mind. You want to pay for it yourself? I don't use the top of the wall. It's not going to be too skinny and too rickety. Don't, you want to go right ahead? Go right ahead. So Reuven builds another 5-6 Amos. Then Shimon says, look at this unbelievable high wall. I'll build another wall now, and I'll make myself a beautiful gazebo. Once you say that, now you have to pay for the extra height. Why? Now you're benefiting from it. Make sense? Makes sense. The question all the Rishonim ask is, why do you have to... says, even though you didn't put up the roof, now you have to pay. What? Wouldn't the normal halacha be, well, let's wait and see what happens if he actually builds this wall? What if he doesn't build it? What if he... Right, so the minute you say, I'm building the wall, now you have to... Megalzal elav es hakol. Afal pi shalom elav es hatikra. Even though he didn't make a roof yet. Well, what's the rush? What? So what? He didn't build it yet. He didn't finish it yet. Why are you making him pay so fast? Wait and see. Does he use the wall? Does he use the extra height? If he uses the extra height, he has to pay. If not, not. So right away you're making him pay.
Once he agrees to it,
yeah.
The guy who's building a wall thinks automatically he's getting his share. You use him now, you're happy with it. Stop paying.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
I said no, otherwise
you
wouldn't build it.
Right, so the Ramban gives an answer. I'm not sure what this means. I'll read it to you. You can tell me what it means. But here it's a Ramban. Sha'af im lo yitain hatikrasa al kosa chaveru. He didn't put the roof on yet. Nevertheless, harheyu nene, you get benefit somehow. Sha'akosel niya mechita lebeso. Somehow the walls of mechita, I'm not sure exactly. So after you're talking about a case, maybe he means what you're saying. That there must be a situation where even though you didn't put up the roof, you're already getting hana. And since you're already getting hana, even though you didn't finish, you still have to chip in now. Okay. The question Tosfos asks, isn't this a case of Zen Nen of Zelo Chaser? Well, the other guy built the wall regardless. He wanted a tall wall. Why do you want a tall wall? Because he doesn't like you. He doesn't want to look at you. So he built a tall wall. He's building it anyway. Now you want to use the wall for your own benefit? To build some kind of connecting thing. Isn't that Zen Nenef Zelo Chaser? Why do you have to pay him? Why do you have to pay him? He was doing it regardless. Why do you have to pay him?
The guy built a wall.
Right. Right.
And then this other guy builds a wall made in Amos. And then that original wall collapses. Both have to split before. And then the other floor on top, he's got to pay for something.
No, nothing collapsed. It collapsed a long time. It collapsed. There was a wall between the two properties that collapsed. The halacha is, your neighbor comes to you, the halacha is you have to build a 4-armor wall. He says, fine, no problem. Here's my money. Here's the money. No, go hire somebody. No problem. Then the guy says to you, do you mind if I build it taller? Yeah, I don't mind. I'm not paying, but I don't mind. Go on and build it. Go. You don't like me? You want to build a tall wall? Go right ahead. No problem. Now you see that tall wall over there. Now you build another wall on your property to benefit that wall, somehow to make some kind of a gazebo. But he building it regardless. He built it regardless. He doesn't like you. He doesn't want to see you. So he built it regardless. So now why can't you benefit from it without having to pay? Anyway, he built it. What? What? Uh-huh. Right, so if you look at Tosvos, Tosfos of Afal P, right? Look at Afal P. It's the third to last one. Afal Gaf, the Zenene, the Zelo Chaser Potter. Normally we say you're Potter. Nevertheless, over here, Kivon the Gully Daite. Since you reveal, since you make it known, Dinichale Bahagva, that you're happy with this, Chayev, you're Chayev. Why? What did he answer? He says a sentence, but he doesn't answer. He just says words. Right, what did he mean by that? Right? So Rav Shimon Shkop says as follows. Eino chiyuvo mitzad nene. The reason why you're chayiv is not because you have hana, but I think of what Seth said. Elamidin mishtar shile. It's actual use. actual use. Shekivan shegila daito shenoach lo lahoti hotzot al gederas chatero. Right? Since you made it revealed, you're willing to pay your own wall, right? Therefore, nimta shemachmas gidirosef shel chadero herviach. You gain. Why? She'eno tzarech lahoti mamon al gederas chatero. Umamon ze olav l'shalim lo. What? Because then you don't have to build that. Oh, you don't have to build that wall. It's already there.
Exactly.
So that's exactly what. Yeah, I'm just saying it in different words.
Exactly. That's not answering the question. The little example is it doesn't hurt you in any way. It's not hurting you.
Right.
But it is. But as I said, maybe there is a chassid. But basically, it means by usage that it is wear and tear.
Right.
It's not low chassid.
Right.
But it's, I mean, the whole lot of lines then ends at a chassid. When you buy something from someone, are you paying for what you're getting or are you paying for what he's losing?
Right. Right. So the Rajba says, nothing to do with that. The minute you decide that you're using, this is what David was saying, the minute you decide that you're using the wall, the minute you make up that in your mind, now the wall was built for both of you. So now pay.
That's
the Rajba. That's the Rajba. Tosa doesn't say that. That's the Rajba. Tosa does not say that. I'm not sure what Tosa says.
Oh,
what? Because you. So the Rajba says the minute you say that, now you've acquired that half of the wall, some kind of Kenyan chatzar. It's in your chatzar anyway. And now you're using it, and now you have to pay.
You're planning to add on from your new wall that you're going to build, roofing across. Right. You're using it. So
yeah.
You agreed to use it in advance, so but eventually it's gonna be part of your Christ. Right, but not said you gained benefit from it, but if the other guy decided to do it.
Right. Right, it's circular. We didn't get to the end. The Rajba has an answer. The Rajba says you acquire it, and once you acquire it, now you have to pay for it. What? He says that Miyad kishu magales daito shenoach lo b'hadba. You're happy it's so high. Who kone machzit me'akosel b'kinyan chatzer. Shaharei chatzi akosel omeid b'chatzeiro. The lies of half of it's in your property. And therefore, umeschayev l'shalem l'shutfaso as demei machzit akosel. You have to pay up now. And as long as he didn't want it, he didn't... Right.
Why?
Right. I don't know. It's good. I don't even know. We raised the questions. The answers we have, we're not going to do them in 10 minutes. Okay, the last line of the Mishnah just said that if it's true, for whatever reason, you decide you have to pay, that you agree to make your property taller to comport with this wall, you have to pay, then there's the cheskat shalonas, and there's a chazakah that you didn't pay, Ad sheyavi raya shenasan, until you prove that you paid, right? For the extension only. Okay. Now, based on this Mishnah, the Gemara is going to try to pull teeth out of this Mishnah to get to the following rule: when a person owes money, do we have a chazaka that he pays early, or nobody would ever in a million years do that? Do you pay early? Would anyone ever do that, or no one ever does that? We're going to see from our Mishnah, we have a raya either way. Yeah?
Not really, but if you have a chazaka, they don't pay
Right. Okay, so we'll get to that. So, Rish Lakish. Says Rish Lakish. Hakovei azman l'chaveiro. If somebody, the time arrives when the loan is due, v'amalo. What do you mean? What are you bothering me for the money for? Praticha besoch zmani. I paid back it last week. It was a 30-day loan. I paid you after 20 days. What are you bothering me again for? Eino Naman. We're not believed to say such a thing. Not only that, Halavai Shiifra Bizmano. Halavai that I pays on time. To pay early? Nobody pays early. Nobody pays early. There's no chazaka you paid early. You can't say I paid early. Abayev Ravi da Amritavayu. Abayev Ravi say, that's what kind of Ovid Inish Depara Bigozmane. A person does pay early. A person could pay early. Zimnan maybe. The Mistramalei Zuza. You have the cash on you. You have the cash on you. You got a bonus. Hoel, Amri, Amar, Oz is a lapareya. Let me pay it back now. Kesh is all the Sitrachan. So the guy was in Bavmi. Now, it could be that you're going to have to make a shvua that you paid. Because it is early. But there is such a chazaka. Okay? Abai and Rava say, after all, guy got a windfall a little bit. I don't know, his birthday, his mother sent him a check. He pays off the debts. So he doesn't think a guy shouldn't bug him. Right? You know, we all know what it's like when they're bugging you for payment. Okay. Tosfot says that Abai and Rava only say this din by a loan. Why? Because a loan you have to pay back. But if it's something that you don't have to pay, which is going to become relevant in 5 minutes, if it's something you don't have to pay yet, for example, a bechor, you're not chayav to pay for a bechor for 30 days. Let's say bechor behema. Whatever number of days you keep the bechor. Maybe the animal will die. Maybe they'll get a mum. No one's prepaying something they're not going to have to pay. A loan, there's no way you're getting out of that loan. You have to pay. But something, if you don't have to pay, no one pays early. That for sure no one pays early. Abaye and Rav agree to that. The Rashba takes it even one step further. He said there's no chiv to pay until the zman. It's not like a loan. A loan, you owe it every minute. You owe this money. Happens to be the lender can't bug you till 30 days. Here by a bechor, there's no chiv to pay the bechor until the day comes. No one's ever paying that early. That's going to become relevant in 5 minutes. But as the Tosfos says, it's an Abaye and Rav hold. Rish Lakish, that never happens. There's no such presumption at all. But according to Abaye and Rav, there is only by loans, because loans are never getting out of that loan. There's no way it's not going to happen. A Bechor, maybe it's not going to happen. Other thing, what else could not happen? A pigeon Bechor, let's say you rent a house from your friend, maybe the house will collapse. No one prepays all those things. No one prepays rent. Maybe he'll throw me out. Whatever it is, no one prepays any of those things. What do you prepay? Only loans. Okay. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah just said, Bechezkas Shenosan, you have a chazaka that you paid your half of the wall, Achi Avi Raya Shalom Nosan, until he brings a raya you didn't pay. Right? Hechi Dami. What's this case? What's the case? Ilema de Amale, if Ilema de Amale, if we're talking about that the neighbor says to the other guy, Paraticha Bizmani, I pay back. I paid already my share. What do you want from me? Pshita. Isn't that Pashat? Becheskas Shinasan? Isn't that Pashat? That is the chazaka that you paid. Elalav, it must be, we're talking about the Amale, where a guy says, Peraticha Besochzmani. I paid early. I gave you the money 2 months ago. I gave you the money already. Alma, what do you see? Ovid Inish Depari Besochzmani. A person pays back. There's a chazaka that a person pays back early. Rish Lakish, you're dead wrong. Right? Rish Lakish, you're dead wrong. See the raya? Okay? Rish Lakish, you're wrong. Abaye and Rav are absolutely correct. Even though we just said 2 seconds ago that Abaye and Rav only say their din by a loan, which is certainly true, this is not a loan. It's not a loan at all. What is this? The wall fell down, I have to pay the wall. What's going on here? What's going on here? This is not a loan. This is to pay for half a wall. So the Shidim Mikubetis answers that here it's different. Since from minute one, the neighbor can take you to Bezdin and force you to pay, that's a din like a loan. It's like a loan. It's not a loan, but it's like a loan. Why? Because this is a chiyuv you can't get out of. This is a chiyuv you can't get out of this chiyuv. You have to pay for half the wall. That's a din. So therefore it's like a loan. Right? I just made this whole Torah how only by loans. Now we have another exception. By loans or by other chiyuvim you can't get out of. What? Oh, so we have a chazaka, nobody would do that. Because you can go to Bezdin first. You'll go to Bezdin first, right? We said, we have to build the wall. So I'm not paying. He'll run to Bezdin. He's not going to build the wall and then sue him. No one's going to do that. I don't know. There's a whole discussion how that works in halacha. Right, so we had that. If I take my shoes to the shoemaker, how are those shoes viewed? Is it that he owes them to me? Right, we had that whole discussion, whole machlokes. Right, how does that work? right? He had Rivet's problems, right? There's Rivet's issues, remember? When we finished those problems, we realized everything you do is Rivet's problem. Right? Okay. Anyway, no, so the Gemara says no. That's not a raya that Abaye and Rava are right, that he prepaid. You know why? Shiny hacha. Here it's different by the case of the wall. The kol shafa v'shafa zmanehu. Every time you put another brick down, he has to pay you. So it's always bizman. It's never early. It's always bizman. Okay? every time you put a brick down, that's the time you have to pay. Therefore, you don't have to wait till the whole wall's finished. You don't have to do that. Therefore, you're believed to say that you paid already. It's not early. It's not early. Therefore, that's the bottom line. It's not early. You're not paying early. Why? Every minute that he puts a brick down, you have a chiyuv to pay. It's not early. Therefore, this mishnah has nothing to do with Abaye and Rava or Rish Lakish. Tashma. I'll bring another raya. What about from the Sefer? Becheskas shalom nasan. If there's a chazakah that he didn't pay, that was talking about becheskas shalom nasan, ad shiyavi raya shenasan. That was talking about the Sefer. When he built the wall extra high, and then you were very excited about it, you built another wall to make a gazebo, and now there's a chazakah you didn't pay. Why is there a chazakah you didn't pay? Because you never had to pay. So there's a chazakah you didn't pay until he proves otherwise. Hey Chidami, what's the case? If he says I paid on time, am I low? Why not? It must be the amale praticha b'sofzmani. I paid early. Alma, what do you see? We don't believe you. Lo avid inish the power of begoy's money. A person is not believed to say he paid early. And the Gemara answers, shiny hacha. Here it's different. You know why? The amar, because the amar mi yemar de mechayvu li rabbanon. The Amar, the guy says, who told me that I have to pay my half of the share? What does that mean? So, well, I'm sorry. Rashi says, this is a very strange halacha. If I add on the wall, you have to pay for it. It's a very strange halacha. That's not a loan. That everyone knows you have to pay. It's not even a wall that fell down that everybody knows is your rachrayis. It's a very strange thing. So who he doesn't even know the halacha. It could be he doesn't even know the halacha. So he says, mi yemar, who told me, mi yemar, who says, d'mechayvuli rabbanan, that the rabbanan are going to make me pay. What kind of halacha is this? Such a strange din that I have to pay. Therefore, he's not paying until Bezdin says he has to pay. That's the kicker. He's not paying until Bezdin says so. Therefore, he's not believed to say he paid early. It has nothing to do with our discussion about paying early. One more line. Rav Pop, what? I'm sorry? Okay, there's a Rashi here, but we're running out of time. One more line. Two more lines. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brid of Yeshua, Ovid Kabayev Rava. They had like Abaye and Rava. Mar Barabashi, Ovid Kirish Lakish. Vehilchas like Kirish Lakish. Vehilchas like Rish Lakish. Vafilu Miyasme. Even from Yisomim, who we generally say we don't take any money away from Yisomim, the halachas by them also. The Afagav the Amar Marabali Parmenichse Yisomim Loy for Elbe Shavua. That you only can pay with a Shavua, Chazaka, Lo Ovid Inish Depara, Begozmani. There's a Chazaka, nobody prepays early. That like Rish Lakish, that's how we paskin. Nobody pays early, and therefore you saw him kids say, oh, we paid. No, we don't believe him. The debt's not paid off, and therefore we don't believe you paid early. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow from Iboy Lahu, second line from the bottom on Amud Bey. Everyone have a good day.